نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Respected brothers and sisters, listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. As it's the day of the 14th of Sha'ban here in England, and Maghrib, which is in about half an hour, Iftar for those that are fasting, I thought it would be useful if we could share, as is requested also earlier today by some brothers, some of the teachings as recorded by the classical scholars, as been mentioned by our teachers, in regards to Laylat al-Nisf al-Sha'ban, or the night of the 15th of Sha'ban. So today is the 14th of Sha'ban, according to the lunar calendar. So after Maghrib, because in Islam the evening precedes the day, so the night of the 15th of Sha'ban is tonight after Maghrib until Fajr tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Usually in this aspect, in this matter regarding the 15th of Sha'ban, or as it's known popularly as Shab-e Bara'a, or Laylat al-Nisf al-Sha'ban, or in Urdu Shab-e Barat, there is afrat and tafrit. There is extremes, and on both sides, there are those who engage in excessive innovation and unsubstantiated actions and a'mal, both collective and individual, thinking that it's an act of reward when it is not established in the Quran and Sunnah, and from the scholars of Islam. Yet there are others who'd completely deny the virtues and the blessedness of this night. There are more than 13 ahadith related by the Sahaba Ikram Ridwan alayhi ajma'in regarding the virtues of Laylat al-Nisf al-Sha'ban and the 15th of Sha'ban. Amongst them is the narration of Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala an, that on the 15th night of Sha'ban, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows His special attention on His entire creation. He then pardons His entire creation except an idolater, meaning a mushrik, and one who harbors enmity, meaning hatred towards somebody. This has been mentioned in Targhib wa Tarahib, and on page 118, volume 2. And Tabrani, Imam Tabrani rahimahullah ta'ala, has recorded this hadith in Awsat. And Ibn Hibban in his Sahih, and also Imam Bayhaqi. Alhamdulillah. The next hadith is that of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala an. He narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah looks with special attention towards His creation on the 15th night of Sha'ban, and forgives all His servants except two categories of people, the person who harbors enmity and a murderer. Imam Ahmad reports this hadith with a slightly weak chain of narrators. These are just two hadith that we have discussed, and there are many more. As I mentioned, there are more than 13. Individually, these ahadith, yes, they are, they have some weakness. Weakness does not mean that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not say it. Right? This is the important thing to remember. However, the muhaddithun and the scholars of Islam have mentioned that if individually the hadith may have some weakness in it, yet they are narrated by so many people, meaning so many chains, then they collectively become strong. Then the hadith itself, the meaning thereof, becomes strong. It becomes qawi. Some things to bear in mind is that there is no specific worship specified for this in the sunnah. However, one should engage in various different forms of ibadah and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, including the recitation and tilawah of the Holy Quran, which is afdal dhikr. The best form of dhikr is the tilawah of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One should engage in other forms of dhikr and adhkar and tasbih and praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such as the kalma tayyiba la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Ayat kareema, la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kunna min adh-dhalimin. Istighfar, astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu alayhi. Allahumma ighfirli, Allahumma ighfir wa rahim wa anta khayrul rahimin. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. Any of these sighas, if one is with the family individually, there is no collective worship as such, but if one's at home and doing one's worship, then one should encourage other family members to engage in these du'as. For the du'as where the sigha of the wahid is used for the one person, one should use, if it's making dua for oneself, if it's a collective dua, one should use the sigha for the tathniya or the jama'ah. In any case, it's important to have an assortment and a bouquet of various acts of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such as tilawa, dhikr, tasbih, hamd, istighfar, dua, especially dua, and salawat and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a night to ask Allah. Allah wants to give. Allah wants to bless us. Allah wants us to seek forgiveness so that He can forgive us. Allah wants us to reconnect with Him. So we should avail ourselves of this opportunity and remain aloof and away from other things such as excessive eating. These things are not going to be beneficial. There is no sweet dish to be made. A lot of these are just customs in various cultures that have taken over. It's about individual worship. Now, there is a book by a great muhaddith that deals with much of this, which will be shared inshallah ta'ala in due course. But the thing that we wanted to mention here is that the subhanallah, contrary to the other nights wherein the last third of the night has special blessings and Allah descends to the lowest heaven during this section of the night, on the night of Bara'ah, on the 15th of Sha'ban, meaning tonight, the special rain of the mercy of forgiveness of Allah begins to shower down right from the beginning of the night and continues all the way till dawn, meaning till Fajr. The sins of countless people are pardoned. Allah forgives everybody who seeks forgiveness. As it's already been mentioned, Allah's descension during the night to the nearest heaven occurs from the very beginning, unlike the other nights. Furthermore, the number of pronouncements seeking out those who want forgiveness far supersede those which occur on other nights. Subhanallah. We should really make the most of this. This is not meant to be a long talk. It's just a nasiha. We're short on time as it is. It's already 5:24 here in England. And in about 15 less than 15 minutes, it will be Maghrib. And inshallah, we hope that everyone will engage, and we should all engage in individual worship and dua. It's not long. How many of us have spent evenings doing various other things, playing sports, gym, watching TV, listening to music, spending time with family and friends for hours? We lose track of time. Can we not spend this unique opportunity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state of wudu? Who knows who will get to see another one? We should also make dua that Allah grants us a blessed Ramadan. Ramadan is arriving very, very soon. In 15 days or so, it'd be Ramadan. May Allah grant us the tawfiq to have a blessed Ramadan also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive those beloved ones and those Muslims who have passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant shifa to those who are ill and unwell, a speedy recovery and restoration, full restoration to health. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieve everyone who is in debt and has financial worries and concerns. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite those hearts which have become disunited amongst the Muslims. May Allah give barakah to all in their wealth, in their life, in their time, in their ilm, in their amal, in their actions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless every community. And special du'as should be made for Palestine, for Masjid al-Aqsa. It was announced yesterday that Muslims are banned from praying in the Ramadan in Masjid al-Aqsa. It's the third holy site in Islam. It is the first Qibla of Islam. It is where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam led all the Anbiya, all the Prophets alayhi salatu wasalam in Salah. We should make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liberates Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa in our lifetime, that we can cool our eyes by witnessing that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala utilize us in defense of and in the liberation of Masjid Al-Aqsa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to help the Muslimin, the oppressed in Palestine, in whatever way we can, financially, with du'as, by raising awareness. In all of these ways, we should try and contribute and make sure that we are counted amongst those who were fully concerned and attached with our brothers and sisters suffering. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says in a hadith that the example of the Muslims collectively is that of one body. If it feels pain in the eye, the whole body feels pain. If one feels pain in the head, the whole body feels pain. So we should make special, special du'as with fervor, heartfelt du'as, sincere du'as, weeping to Allah, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send His special mercy, special favor, special protection, His special nusra and divine aid, succor, help, safety, security, victory to the Muslims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide all those who are not yet guided towards the truth of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us wisdom and ikhlas in what we do on a day-to-day basis. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our shortcomings and overlook our faults and grant us istiqamah upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam with ikhlas. And when it's our time to die, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us death on iman. Ameen, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Wa sallallahu ala nabi Muhammad. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu alayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.